This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Thursday, November 26, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. Water and Environmental Affairs Minister Buyelwa Sonjika says that dedicated courts to deal specifically with infringements against the South African environmental policies are likely to become effective within the next 6 months. She says that officials within the relevant departments are working on details and processes which will be submitted to the ministers for consideration. It is envisaged that the establishment of dedicated courts will have a profound impact on the fight against environmental crime. Sonjika says that the biggest issues surrounding the re-establishment for the dedicated courts are funding arrangements and skills development. However, she says that the Department of Environmental Affairs has been hard at work developing the necessary skills. State-owned enterprise Transnet and the French Development Agency, or AFD, have concluded a 2.2 billion rand loan agreement to part-fund the Freight Logistics Group's 4.6 billion rand Cape Town Container Terminal expansion program. Transnet acting CEO Chris Wells said that the AFD loan was by far the biggest single funding initiative for one project. The loan would be used to help fund the expansion of the port's container terminal capacity to 1.4 million TEUs a year by 2012 and formed part of Transnet's 80 billion rand investment program. Also making headlines, South Africa's Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan says that trade protectionism is a serious risk to global economic growth. Government will soon discuss the future of the PBMR company and other local nuclear agencies. Multinationals team up to explore the Karoo Basin for shale gas. And a 25 million rand Western Cape Clean Development Mechanism project is officially launched. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.